Into the Fire, A Broken Gear's Tale by Dana Frederick. Narrated by Shayna Somerville. Chapter 1. Chance Meetings. Lenore trotted as quickly as she could through the marketplace without actually shoving anyone out of her way. It was busy today, and she didn't want to be rude, but she also had a lot to get done in a very short space of time. Neil's expedition launched in a week, and her to-do list was still as long as her arm. Not that they hadn't already accomplished much. The expedition, which had been announced months back, was an important opportunity, not just for Archaeotechnologics, Lenore and Neil's department, but for the entire Springhaven Museum. As Lenore was Neil's apprentice, much of the preparation work had fallen on her, and she'd volunteered for even more on top of that. Over the last 6 months or so, she had helped train Ezra, the newest apprentice in Arctech, helped apply for and arranged the necessary travel permits, tickets, and other documentation, double and triple-checked Neil's to-do lists, and traipsed all over the city of Springhaven to pick up this or deliver that. Honestly, she felt more like a glorified administrator than a machinist or scientist at the moment. She told herself that would change once they made it to Boneport, that she'd be digging in the earth and uncovering long-lost secrets. But she hadn't entirely convinced herself. From what she'd seen of Neil's life, being the boss meant more managerial duties than actual field work, and she was the boss's right-hand woman. Today's primary goal was to ensure all the medicine and alchemical supplies that had been ordered either were ready to go or would be. Thus, she was on her way to Time's apothecary. But the crowd hampered her progress. Why was it so busy? It wasn't a holiday, after all. Then Lenore saw them. The demonstrators sitting around the gazing pool at the edge of the sand quarter. She instinctively changed her direction to avoid them. The city had seen more than a few protests like this of late. They were peaceful in nature, sit-ins usually. Those were not seen as a threat and therefore technically legal, though the law permitted enforcers to judge what was and was not threatening. The demonstrations had been growing in size, however, which raised the ire of the enforcers. The small groups that had initially assembled in public places hadn't seemed to bother the enforcers much, but the number of enforcers assigned to keep an eye on the protests had proportionally increased with the number of participants. As the number of people gathered on both sides rose, so did tensions. Sidelong jibes had become thinly veiled threats, and weapons beyond truncheons had begun to appear at the enforcers' sides. Lenore already had less than no desire to be near enforcers, lest one of them recognize her from her old life as a thief, but she especially wanted to avoid them when they were riled like this. It didn't help that she also worried about Dimitri's desertion from the enforcer ranks and subsequent disappearance. Forth Hawkins had come to the house with a small retinue of subordinates to question the Allen family about Dimitri's whereabouts. Camilla had, until a few weeks before that, been in a publicly known romantic relationship with the disappeared young man. Camilla hadn't attempted to hide how badly the breakup had hurt her, though it was impossible to tell whether or not that helped her case. That was not the last of the interrogations, but they had eventually stopped. It had left the entire family shaken. Rook had told them all not to worry about it, which Lenore guessed meant he knew more than he was saying. But this suspicion didn't do much to assuage the Allens' fears. Rook always did keep things close to the vest. Comforting words also came from Falcon Smoke, an acquaintance of Camilla's and also an enforcer. He wasn't, of course, permitted to speak about the specifics of the case, but hinted strongly to Camilla that the family was not suspected in any wrongdoing. Lenore wondered why Camilla had made friends with yet another enforcer, considering how she deplored their order. Behind closed doors, he had admitted to Lenore he didn't agree with all the enforcers' methods, but he saw good in what they were trying to do. Lenore was curious as to why, and thankful that he and Camilla were not courting, especially after he had swooped in as a source of support just after Dimitri had ended things with her. Falcon had sought out Camilla soon after their first meeting, finding her during a blissfully quiet moment in
Sample complete. Ready to continue?